Welcome to Faces of Czech Music, Radio Prague International and Czech Center's podcast.
Jak někde v dálce snažím se říct, i přes ty kopce, že zase k sobě máme o kousek blíž.
Let me remind you that 2024 is the year of Czech music and we try to present new names and new faces of Czech music to you. I'm Petr Dudek and my final guest is Bára Zmeková. Welcome and thank you for joining me.
Hello, thank you very much.
I listened to a handful of your songs and I was at a loss. What is this? How shall I describe them? And then I read what Thorsten Bednar from Deutschlandradio Kultur wrote about you. I quote, "Whenever you think you have found a word to describe her music, it takes a turn into another direction. Is this what you want your music to be, to escape definitions?"
Well, I wouldn't call it like I want to do this. I would maybe rather say this is what is happening in my music, because I usually follow the songs. I'm not trying to shape them. Most of the times I'm trying to keep the song as it wants to be, which at the end leads me somewhere where I don't even expect.
But it's still songs.
Yes.
What you write, not anything else.
It's definitely songs. I mean, I really like to keep the form of the songs, not the strict like verse, chorus, or something like this. This is the free space. But also for me, it's very important to have the content of the lyrics and to kind of make the form of the song, because I think it's nice to have some limits, because if it was just the music, like, that could go forever with no limits, that would be probably different.
Do you play your own songs mostly?
On live shows, I only do the author songs, yes.
And you always or mostly play with your own band?
Mostly, yes. But it happened like many times or a few times at least that I've invited some other musicians, mainly when I'm somewhere abroad, I'm alone there, like a solo artist. It's nice to connect with other artists, like locals. And for example, last year when I was in Toronto, I was playing with a beautiful violin player, Rachel Cardiello, and that was a really nice connection. It's usually working like this. We with some miracle, we connect with the right people in music.
But mostly you play with the band of your own.
Yeah.
Who is in the band?
So now it's Pavel Schmid on bass, electric bass, and sometimes guitars and vocals, and Viktor Dořičák on drums. This is really like heavy bass. And then we have Michal Mihok on accordion. He switches with the synthesizers. And then we are like making the group bigger if we can.
You are very young. Do you think you have found your place in music already? You do not want to look elsewhere? In terms of music?
Thank you for making me feel young. I think I'm kind of settled in the genre or in the scene here in Czech. I'm still probably willing to go further behind the borders because it really works well. Like, people really like to listen Czech language. They are open. The listeners are really open to listen to the different languages than, for example, English, which makes me really like more courageous to do it. So that would be probably the space to discover more.
So you have nothing in mind to try?
For me, for example, scenic music would be a really interesting field to discover, which I already feel in my new songs that are coming. For example, now I'm working on three new songs with Norwegian tuba player Daniel Herskedal, and I feel the songs are getting way more scenic than before, even though I love to paint with the music anyway. So that's the field, but I will say I would be open to any way of the music that would lead me or take me, really. Even metal, for example.
Maybe one day. Let us listen to a special song. Even though it is not yours, you mastered it remarkably well.
Svítá Marie, vklesla do poklon. Marie svítá, stesk je na Prahu. Ale my vběhli vzhůru na balkon, zpíváme jak posedlí, jak přišlí o hlavu. Dívá se, dívá Marie a rukou ševelí.
This is called Svítá Marie. The author is late Jiří Bulis, the composer more than a generation older than you. Why did you want to play this song?
Well, that was an idea of the daughter of the composer, Lucie Dlabolová, who made a homage to him like a few years ago. It's already been like almost 10 years now. And so I was asked to make this cover of the song, which led me to this composer, and I found out that his songs are really beautiful. And it's nice because just a few days ago we were releasing, there was the party for release of his new LP. I mean, it's just a collection of his old songs now to be discovered on the LP. So I was singing these old songs again. And I just love his songs because I found them to be really close to my soul and my musical attitude in some way.
Is there a similar songwriter like Jiří Bulis among your contemporaries?
I think, for example, it's not the same, but for me, in a way of poetry or lyrics, and I mean, Jiří Bulis wasn't the lyricist in all of his song, but from what he did by himself, I really loved the lyrics also. So for me now, it's probably Jakub Čermák in a way of the poetry in the songs. But there is more of great Czech like singer-songwriters. David Pomaháč or Martin Kišperský, if we are talking about the male composers.
Do you think your songs are similar to Jiří Bulis's?
Well, when I didn't know him, I didn't know they were similar. But then I found some connections. I mean, he was a piano player and I think he really loved piano. And that's probably the place where we are connected, because I've been with the piano from, I don't know, forever, like 4 years old or 3 years old, and it never left me. And the latest song, for example, in the latest album, I feel there is even some like way of composing connection, like some kind of minimalism, very much connected to the piano. So I don't want to be like, oh, I'm like Jiří Bulis, because that would be too, that might be too conceited. But yes, I'm happy that I can feel at least very close.
You know, it's a little difficult with you and the definitions of your music, but I find a similarity between you and Jiří Bulis, that you both take the music and the text seriously. Is that right?
Okay, I think that's very, that's a good hit, and that's nice, yes. Thank you for saying that. I would say I take it too seriously sometimes. It just makes me sometimes so sad or too serious that sometimes it's suffering. I would wish it's more fun, like lighter, but so it's good to know.
But to be fair with you, I found one song by you which is not so serious. It is playful.
Špička zatočím lehce, palec vbořen do koberce a oči radši zavřu, ať se netočí. Ten svět, co dneska se houpá, jak holka na slovo skoupá, když na vás zvedá obočí. Dávám výpověď,
Did you take ballet lessons when you were a girl?
No, but I really wished.
What was the inspiration for the song? Because it's called Pas de Deux in yeah. Czech spelling, but we understand what it's about. What inspired you then?
Well, that's really long time ago, but I remember the day I bought a new trousers. It was yellow. It was just for wearing at home, and I just wear it at home, and I just started to dance for hours for one song. And I think that song was called Dancing with Myself. And so this was the story behind.
I must say that the trousers you speak about are called tepláky, you told me before. And I must confess that I don't know the English for tepláky.
It's just something really comfortable.
Yes, it's a synonym for something very comfortable, very unofficial, very informal, something you are wearing at home, but not in the office or in the radio studio.
Actually, you know what is the thing? My bass player, he started to play in tepláky.
Very good. I said that I found this song exceptionally cheerful in the context of your songs. It makes me happy to listen to it. Why do you play so few songs in this mood?
Oh, maybe it's the life, the reason, I don't know. Maybe it's a bit easier for me to connect with some more melancholic or nostalgic ideas of or sides of the life. Yeah, I tend to be a bit melancholic.
But you're laughing all the time, at least here in the studio.
Yeah, because I'm happy now. But also, like, I don't know, sometimes something really hard happens and then the music helps me to get through, and I'm trying to then compose something that would make it already easy. I'm trying to catch the point where I'm okay, but I cannot like cut the content out of that. So I don't know if it makes sense what I say now, but
it does to me. Is it easier for you to write sad songs in comparison with merry songs?
I'm not sure if it's necessary to call them sad or happy or merry songs.
But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, and it's easier for me, definitely, to write, like, sad songs, if we have to say.
Will you write some happier songs then?
I'm thinking. Not in the near months. Like, I mean, we are working on some that are kind of heavy, like heavy. But I'm... To be honest, I'm always trying to find some light in the heavy topics. So there's at least some excuse. So don't worry, they will be a bit optimistic.
Very good. This is Faces of Czech Music, and my guest is Bára Zmeková. Your webpage says about you and your band, "We love to play in jazz clubs, theaters, outdoor venues, big festivals, small festivals, churches, industrial objects. In Czech Republic or abroad, we actually love to play anywhere." Are you really so flexible?
I think yes. I mean, it's usually the different places bring different attitude to the show or even to the songs. When we were playing in big church, it's so special. But also when we were playing on the big stage, for example, in Gong at Ostrava, it was the same. Like, I couldn't say what I like the most. Because, for example, months ago we were playing in really, really tiny, small jazz venue where we couldn't even fit. And it was so, like, wow. It was much more difficult than on the big stage, but also really special.
When you say you can play anywhere, can you also play with anybody?
I mean, is the anybody musician?
Yes, sure.
Okay, I think yes. You know, I never tried to play with anybody.
Yes, my question was, you know, you are not very picky considering the place you play at. Mm-hmm. Are you similar in choosing your partners on the stage?
Well, I don't know, because I just haven't played with so many people. Usually I really keep the close kind of, I don't know, what is it, heart or soul or mood. So I'm not changing the musicians so much, if you mean this. But I believe it would be possible to find the musical language with maybe anybody, maybe not. Maybe that there would be some character troubles or political or social ideas, like questions. But I mean, if I admit that music can connect people, then I think it should be possible to play with maybe anybody.
I know that you have played and performed with quite a few well-known musicians like Lenka Dusilová. Why her?
Well, for me, she was always the one of the top singers in Czech Republic. And many years ago, she was a guest on my first debut album, which was at the time for me like, wow, incredible thing. And I'm still so happy for that it happened. And after a few years, we just realized we are friends. So her, she's for me still a really special person of Czech music scene. So that's kind of natural for me to have her when I can or when we can meet.
Are there more people like Lenka Dusilová, I mean in Czech music, who are very special and who make a natural connection with you?
Mm-hmm. From what I experienced was, for example, Oskar Terek, the trumpet player. That was for me also the connection, or actually all of the musicians that I had chance to play with, like Petr Tichý on bass or Rastio Uhrík on bass also. They all are really sensitive and amazing musicians. So that would be a list of names, I think, a bit longer.
I think Oskar Terek was mentioned last time when Beata Hlavenková was here. He's probably very much in demand among yeah. Czech ladies.
Oh, well, he's part of her band, like the bass of her band.
So you share the man
well,
with
I just,
Beata Hlavenková.
I just had him for a few shows. It's nothing serious.
Okay. We record this in late November, and I know that you have Christmas tour coming.
Yes.
Where will you play and what?
Oh, we will play in Brno, Dresden, in Jazz Club Tone, and then Prague Jazz Dog, and also in Ústí nad Labem, actually.
Are these your favorite venues?
Well, in Ústí nad Labem we will be for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's called Veřejný sál Hraničář. I'm really curious for the place, but the rest of the venues I already know. And yes, I really like to play in jazz clubs, for example, because they have piano, which I like. And for example, in Dresden, we have played there, like we played there 4 years ago or something. So since that time, I was looking forward to play there again. So yes.
You're comfortable to come to a venue and play on the piano they have there? You don't bring your own instrument?
Well, I mean, as a piano player, I need to be kind of like flexible. Mm-hmm. Because I cannot choose so much. But also I'm taking my keyboard with me when there are no pianos, for example. So when it's not playable, I do play my keyboard. But I prefer to have the local piano if it's okay, like tuned and stuff.
Does it happen very much that you come to a place and find the piano impossible to play?
I mean, sometimes, but those are the types of venues. For example, jazz clubs usually really take care of the pianos.
So do you have a favorite piano, I mean, in the region?
I have one favorite piano, and it's the piano that I was composing the latest album. It's in Uštěk, but it's a private instrument.
I see.
So that's one of them. But also, for example, when I remember, I don't know if it's the region, but it was in Budapest. There is a Fazioli in Opus Jazz Club that was really beautiful to play. And I mean, for me, I really like any piano, even if they are a bit like broken or special, or it's just nice to spend some time with the instrument. For example, sorry, in the last show in Palác Akropolis, I think the piano started to leave me during the show, and I could feel it like under my fingers that it's good. It's kind of like tired and exhausted, but still it was nice. So
do you hit the keys very hard?
No.
So it's not your fault that the piano died under you.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no clue. It maybe was just like exhausting.
We are approaching the end of the year slowly. And I said that 2024 was the year of Czech music. Do you think that Czech music is exceptional anyway? Does anything in Czech music make you feel proud?
all of my friends who I like in a music way, I'm proud of them because they're still doing music. And I can say it's not really the easiest thing in Czech Republic. The attitude toward like artists is a bit like cold, let's say. So I'm proud of them that they're doing it. And but also like in a historical way, we have really nice composers. Yeah, I'm a fan of classical music. So in this way, I think we are really special. And I know in abroad, they know about the Czech music. And I'm really happy that we have the chance now, also thanks to the project Rok České hudby, and for example, Soundcheck and all the people who are trying to help the Czech music to get out. It's really getting better. I can feel it. Like we had such a nice opportunities this year that we didn't used to have before.
You have mentioned it already, but my question is what the Czech music lacks and what it should have.
I think it lacks a little bit of care in the way of really caring about the artists.
More money?
Yes, I would say that would help a lot. And I don't know how it is in classical music because I'm not at the field so much, but...
We don't speak about commercial music here
at
all.
So about the more arty way, I think it's really hard because you never can really focus on the art so much because you have to focus so much on getting like money for life to even exist. In this way, I feel maybe jealous a bit for some artists from abroad. Sometimes it looks like it's easier somewhere else, but I'm not sure if it's true. You know, it can be just my idea of what's happening behind the borders.
Has anything made you really angry within the Czech music? Or have you ever been in a situation when you were on the verge of leaving the Czech Republic and playing somewhere else?
I'm not sure about leaving the Czech Republic because when I'm honest to myself, it feels like I wouldn't know where to go like to feel better. But it's in general with music, sometimes it feels really exhausting to work as an artist, to be freelancer in our country, to not feel like under really, really high pressure to survive like in an existential way. I don't know if it would be any better in the world. That's quite confusing for me, like in these times. I don't know if there is any better place. But yeah, I'm gonna try here. I don't feel like taking this step toward some...
I quoted very nice words about you written by a German writer at the beginning. Do you have good press reviews in Czechia?
Yes, mainly yes. It's been really long time since I had some like really critical or mean like ways of judging my music, but recently from Luna Ves or latest album Jediný na světě, it's been really nice. Today I was reading some review and I was really happy.
What will you do in 2025?
Okay, well, I will definitely release a new live album that we recorded in Palác Akropolis this year in the release party of the latest album, and I'm still working and planning to release very early a new EP of 3 songs that I cooperate with Daniel Herskedal, which I'm really, really looking forward to. And after that, I already made the folder in my drive disk with the name album number 4. So I don't know if it's gonna happen in 2025, but definitely I will work on it.
Says Bára Zmeková. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Faces of Czech Music is a Radio Prague International and Czech Center's podcast. Thank you and goodbye.
Po špičkách zatočím lehce palec vbořen do koberce a oči radši zavřu, ať se netočí. Ten svět, co dneska se houpá, jak holka na slovo skoupá, když na vás zvedá obočí. Ještě jednu piruetu a klidně vyfoďte mě v letu, vždyť bude dlouhý, to já vážně svedu, jenomže nikdy nevím. zdali se neobjevím opatroví. Mi každou chvíli létám vesele, po špičkách zatočím lehce zbožně a s výrazem světce a nakonec vám přidám pukrle. Stejně vím naprosto jistě, že přesně na tomhle místě najde mě a pryč mě zase odvede. Konečně pro mě si běží pan doktor mladý a svěží, tak prosím dovolte.
And the music you had sampled at today's show was Město and Pade de by Bára Zmeková, who also played Svítá, Marie, written by Jiří Bulis.